They both speak with southern accents. There's a wedding photo of the two of them in their tuxedos. Behind the front desk. Howdy.
I look at the guy and are they both guys?
Both guys.
Yeah.
That's fine.
They look good in their tuxedos in their wedding photo.
Yeah, that's fine. I was worried the lady was wearing a tuxedo, and that'd have been a bit weird. But I say, we need a room, four rooms for the night. Four rooms.
Oh, excellent. Not all worry.
Oh, and you're able to get in, and come out at night from the building. Yes, you don't like lock the front door or anything like that.
We do.
I like to walk around at night sometimes when I need to think, clear my mind, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Well,
get up early, go out running. You know,
let's see what we can do for you. I guess.
Thanks. I give him an extra 20. There you go. Thanks.
Okay. No problem. Well, if you do end up walking through the night, I guess just ring the front bell. They have a suite like behind the front desk off to the side. Mm-hmm. If you just ring the doorbell, we can let you in.
Yeah, it's up to you. If you want to leave it open, that's fine. All right.
Oh, no, we shouldn't leave it open, but we'll let you in, of course. Anything for a customer. Make a customer happy, right? Right.
Okay.
So yeah, he's very happy. There's maybe 14, 15 rooms. Only one of them is occupied.
Yeah.
He's happy to have business, certainly. Mm. He shows you to your rooms. So yeah, breakfast, you know, we make you a nice hot breakfast here. Just come between 6 and 9. And, just leave any linens outside the door, towels, so on. If you need anything, just hit *8 on the phone. And, anything else I can do for you?
No, sir. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Yes, there is.
Oh.
But it's not related to, we're the KBC.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard that there was a horrible accident.
Oh, right, that's right.
Called in. Just wanted some basic background on John Nungesser. It was him and his tractor, which was...
Yeah, I heard about that. He was shot, wasn't he? That's right.
It's too early to say anything. So we don't have all the facts in yet, so we can't determine how he died yet. But anything that you know about him, just to fill out our reports, obviously.
Well, all right. You guys go ahead and get settled, and just come down to our place in an hour or so.
And what? Tell us about them, or?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Come on down, get yourselves settled, and we'll talk. I'm happy to help.
Sorry, I didn't catch your last name there. What was it?
Peterson.
Peterson, okay.
Max Peterson. You're talking to Max, not Sam.
Right, okay. I was just trying to work out whether he was an MS as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to turn out, all Sam and Max is in like this.
It's possible. Yeah. Alright, thanks for your help. Thanks.
Sure, yeah. Like I said, need anything, just hit *8 on the phone, and we're happy to help.
We'll be down in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, unless anybody else has anything to do, get settled in and then go down in an hour. I mean, it's only 7, possibly 8 o'clock.
It's a little after
7. Mm-hmm. Timmy takes a nap. Dun dun dun.
Okay.
Dun 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 dun.
So I can go ahead and just go to 45 minutes later.
Dun dun dun.
Timmy looks fresh from his power nap. You guys head downstairs. Let's see here.
It's about 8 p.m.
Yep, it's about 8 p.m.
During the winter time.
Sam,
nice and dark.
Sam has made you all a nice risotto, because, of course, your company coming over, and you got to offer company something.
I thank him kindly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice hot red pepper risotto. If you taste it, it is pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, I'll eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they're... Like I said, there's more
I'm asking for more, just sitting there staring at it.
Right, so this is, you know, they're a couple in their mid-40s. You know, there's lots of pictures of them on the beach, pictures of them arm in arm, pictures from their wedding, and they're eating cake.
They seem happy. I wouldn't begrudge that of anybody, right, except my wife, the filthy whore.
Huh?
I said, except for my wife, the filthy whore, I'd begrudge her happiness, yeah.
Well,
Yeah. Right. I don't tell them that, though.
Well, please ignore our bitter, twisted friend here.
I don't mention that to them. Timmy seems good with them being happy. I don't care how happy they are.
Right, so. They pretty much offer you whatever you want to eat or drink, and they open the floor, I guess, if I don't know what exactly you want to know about.
Well, as I said,
what's anything the word?
You can tell us about John?
Well, Nunez,
I mean, as I say, we're trying to fill in the background details for our report.
Right. I mean, well,
you know how much? Nah, go on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Right.
Well, John, you know, he basically fills in. I mean, on the same stuff Minnie told you. I mean, they started this place 10 years ago. John was already here. Seems like he's a local boy. Went to community college, came back, you know, got business loans, started working hard on the farm, been doing good.
Hmm. Is there anybody that didn't like him or like the marriage that he had or anything like that? We're just trying to figure out what's your opinion? Why would somebody do this horrible, heinous thing?
Damned if I know. I mean, we went to his wedding, very nice wedding. His parents seemed pretty happy with his marriage. Let's see, I mean, it was, Oh yeah, I had heard she had, been married before.
Right, right.
And there was, something, oh right, there was, apparently her last husband committed suicide.
Suicide? Very
sad. We know Minnie's had a very sad life. You know, parents died before we started business here. She was 18, 19, something like that. Mm-hmm. They died in a car crash, and she's just been kind of...
Wait a minute, committed suicide through a car crash?
No, her last husband committed suicide is what I heard.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she's just kind of been, you know... I guess she never really recovered, really. She's just been working odd jobs, different places here and there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, she was really happy to marry John. I thought he'd be good for her, you know, nice, stable guy.
Hmm. He sounds like a real salt-of-the-earth kind of guy.
Oh, but... yeah, that was John.
Huh. Interesting. Appreciate your openness and candor.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we sure don't know everything, but you know, like I said, we went to their wedding.
Did everybody in town kind of go to the wedding? Is it that kind of town where everybody who can go does type thing?
No. There were. I mean, they had a circle of friends. There were some folks, but not everybody went, no.
I see.
Right, there was, kind of strange. There's this one kid, what was his name?
Johnny?
I forget his first name. Amberson something, or last name Amberson, before Minnie got here, I guess. About the time she got here, he was, you know, he's kind of young, studly guy, you know, full of himself, you know, troublemaker, bad boy. He kind of had a thing for Minnie, kind of pestered her for a while.
Pestered?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
how long ago was that?
She got work at the diner. He hung around.
So
when she was working, you know.
A couple years ago, though.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it'd be really odd if somebody waited a couple years, like, you know, to deal with that, you know.
But yeah, but you know, Dave, you know, the guy who owns the diner, he kind of set him straight, you know, told him not to come around anymore, and he just, I guess, probably one of the few smart decisions the kid's ever made.
Hmm.
He just decided to leave her alone. It wasn't worth it.
Right. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, what's his name? Nah, can't remember the kid's name. Amber.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah, these guys are, you're experiencing the small town wireless.
Yeah.
Right here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are the, God bless them. They're the keepers of local lore.
Mm-hmm. Timmy eats and, you know,
right.
I got nothing else.
They start asking about John. Like, so what, you know, can you tell us what exactly? Like?
I look at him and I say, my ex-wife is a filthy horser. And I go back to eating because I know that'll stop conversation
calls. Right, they look at each other. Mm-hmm.
That's how we avoid discussing cases.
Right. They signal to each other.
Take me right now.
Timmy raises his eyebrows.
They frown at each other. Things are, they start to get a little curt.
I thank them graciously for the food and tell them I have to go walk off my inner world of bitterness and pain. I'll be back later. I'll ring the bell. Thank you.
We're not done yet.
We're not?
No. Right. There's a... Well... No, alright, okay, we are done.
Right.
You go ahead.
I hurry up.
Ha ha ha! Oh yeah, I think the stress level reduces noticeably once Timmy is gone.
That's why Timmy got the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. And as Timmy runs off to do whatever, probably to take vengeance on a rooster,
yep.
I'm going to fill my water bottle.
All right. I'll just make my rolls real quick to see if I can take vengeance on the rooster.
You realize we're still in town at the moment and you might attract attention.
Oh, no. Timmy's like going to parkour his ass out of town and then turn into a big bat and fly around and then come back and parkour his ass back into town. That's my whole plan.
Wait, since when can Timmy turn into a bat?
Good enough.
Best scene ever. Hugo and I both went out and we were both being all cagey about what we wanted to do in the field, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we end up both trying to scare each other by turning each other into, or turning ourselves into giant bats. We both got scared of each other and ourselves.
Right. You still need to have that stuff bet with you?
Yeah, I got it with me. I carry that around. It's part of my standard gear now.
Yes, it's his tool up gear.
Yeah. Oh no, that's my normal gear. I normally carry a dead stuff bat just everywhere now. I want to be like Ozzy Osbourne is my excuse when anybody says, so why do you have that dead stuff bat? You know, there.
Right. Black Sabbath fan, right?
Right. And I'll get spares, too. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Squeak.
Yeah, you...
I get 5 tries. Squeak. Motherfucker. Squeak. Fucker. No bad.
Okay.
Don't make my parkour rolls.
You go ahead and take care of that. Turn into a bat, we'll figure it out in a minute.
I didn't. I drained off too many magic points to continue squeaking, and so I give up on it.
Just somewhere out in the middle of nowhere.
And quite frankly, I'm a little bit happy.
Yeah. I really did want to go and scare the locals. That's what we did last time when we both turned into bats. We found the old lady looking out the window, flapped around in front of it, and she went, my heart! So much fun.
Good times. Good times. Killing the elderly.
Yes. They're so old. That's awesome. Right,
again, look, much in the same vein as Timmy, Ullman wants to go out somewhere and...
Squeak!
Well, he doesn't want to turn into a giant bat.
Oh.
He doesn't want to
Skill whore?
Yeah, well, it's not even skill whoring. I don't care whether the skill goes up or not. It's losing the sanity, which is important. So, yes, I go off somewhere and attempt to set light to a field.
The two skills I want to haul for don't actually require me to go anywhere.
No, you need to go out and blight crops. He sets out fire and then you blight what's left. So, what's Alex going to do for his spare time is my big question.
Set in my room. You're not going to practice using your knife, stabbing things, but Brandon, I'm already really good at that stuff.
I'm just imagining him playing the knife game with the fingers, and the two guys are like holding each other, and he's got, gotta get checked.
I managed to successfully fast draw my sword.
I parkoured my ass all over Happy Land.
Ah, the other one I'm not actually sure what exactly does. I would have lost a point already.
I'm gonna go smoke while Timmy goes to parkour and flap his arms and yell, squeak.
He's got the details of the spell. Well, not spell, so. Oh.
I figure if anybody can keep up with me while I'm parkouring, though, good on him.
Where the damn psychic powers kit?
What are you looking for?
Sensitive.
Ah.
You need, it's, what do you need to know?
The details. I don't know how it takes a round to cast. I can't remember how much it costs.
It's 3 magic points. Sweet. And D3, sir.
Sweet.
Next, so 30?
Yeah.
Alright, I can try another couple of times. I'm just touching different things in the bedroom and seeing if they're sensitive. They're not going to be, but...
it's the magical bed and breakfast. They're going to kill you in the middle of the night. You
fall. There we go. Man. Finally found out that my lamp is not in any way magical. D3. Come on, yes, 3 points. Brilliant.
Did you fail your sand roll then?
Oh, I did have to make the sand roll, but... No, I failed the sand roll. Oh, it's only 30 points, only D3, it doesn't matter. I thought you just, magic powers,
you just lose it immediately. Psychic, you make it roll and see if you can.
Yeah, if you come back home, and I sort of stop and say, we need to have a quick few words.
Yeah, I'm only going to be gone for a short time.
Actually, I'll see if I see you. You might see me outside the front doing something. One more skill check.
All right.
Oh, I forgot about that new
brilliant moseying outside the room.
I forgot about that new magic rule. You can only roll and then half the magic points go away. So I'm glad I failed. Otherwise, that'd be awkward. Yeah. So, oops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I see that. We just need a few quick words.
I'll sleep in the field if I have to. I don't care.
Why?
Sweet. Some of the things that have come up over the month of December, which you wouldn't have known anything about.
Apparently, we've had a training month for them.
Did we?
Apparently so.
If you weren't in Holland or whatever, you had the option of training if you had personal slots for it. It was not a KBC-wide training month. Logan was notified, re-notified, forgot about the notification earlier, denied ever getting it, found it, forgot it again, and was re-notified again on it. If I had been, then it would have been official training.
You were continually notified that it was not a training month.
See?
That people wanted stuff to go on during that month.
Right. There you go.
July.
Yes. Anyway.
That up as a training month ages ago, which no one complained about.
July, yeah, that was fine. December, yeah. No, that wasn't set up. What are you to talk about, Terry?
Robert Bear's been kidnapped. Doyle's killed the ghouls off. And Morton got more diamonds off Bishop. Yeah.
Morton got diamonds from Bishop? Never tell Holmes. We'll never hear the end of it.
I know. There was a letter that Doyle came across saying, from Morton to Bishop Payne, thank you for the diamonds. And, yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
I wanted to tell you, certainly, that yes, well, Morton, Mecca's going to find out sooner or later.
No, he doesn't.
You can try. He's
from him at every possible opportunity.
I doubt that's going to work. He'll just see it stuck in the pocket, folded up into a tiny wee ball.
Yes, I know.
So I just wanted you to know before he found out.
All right. Well, we need to find out where he is. I guess I'll have to do that sooner than I thought.
Oh, and Victor's in the hospital.
Victor's in the hospital? What the hell happened to Victor? Don't care about Robert Baer, obviously.
No, I know. I wanted to take over with Victor as well. He's in Moses on the Mount. He, smells another.
He what?
It's obvious that Terry's trying to mumble the words a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spilt some coffee.
He did what? Did I fly into a terrible rage and accidentally...
Apparently someone bumped into him, he was having some coffee spilled, he slipped on the coffee and banged his head.
Okay. We need to do something about...
Brain damage, so that should be fine.
Are you?
That was his words.
Those were his words.
Yeah.
Alright. And what do you know about Robert Baer?
Sherlock Holmes signed him out with two police officers who were dead.
Sherlock Holmes signed him out with two police officers who are dead?
Yeah.
Who are the police officers who are dead? Were they, how long had they been dead? Is this something that...
About 2 years ago. Well, Sherlock Holmes took him out a couple of days ago while he was in Holland. He was there at the sanitarium signing them out. He had with him two police officers. We ran into their face through. They were from military covert ops background. They died 2 years ago.
But, alright, okay.
And, Robert was screaming, it's not him, it's not, gonna be magic that can pull him.
Right, then. That bears further investigation.
Yeah, they went. Of a nondescript car to... They were said they were going to some North Island sanitarium or something, but we weren't able to get through communications. But I wouldn't be surprised if we never turned up. Okay. The first teller was, in fact, Sherlock Holmes who signed him out.
Obviously not, if it's not him. As much as...
Yeah, and he was in Holland at the time, so...
Exactly.
Doesn't seem to have stopped him, though. So.
Crazy Sherlock.
Are we all together again?
I think.
It's hard to tell on Mark.
However.
Oh, and there's a portal somewhere in the Black Forest in Germany that leads to the people jungle. Yeah, people.
Hell, I was just, one of the things which I wanted to happen over December was to fucking concrete all around the cubicle jungle so the Romans couldn't get out, but now if they can come out with a new... Oh.
I don't know. There's a German guy who was tramping through the Black Forest and he turned up in the cubicle jungle and they kindly let him out.
No. No.
Oh, and they've also got a large shipment of guns coming in, or they've got a large shipment of guns or something. Quite
from where? How is it getting in?
That's about all we know, is that there is a large shipment of guns involved.
Kill everybody. Right, we sent the well in.
Edwin Muntz is quite good. We're going to try and set Edwin Muntz up. Have you met him? He's a new pay grade one guy.
Only briefly, yeah.
Good at the gun running sort of thing. So we can set him up as the gun runner, but then supply shoddy merchandise.
he did some very good bargaining for me when I was asking about it.
Good at his smoozing with people and the whole gun part of it.
All right, yeah, he was a pay, so he's been in the cubicle jungle now, has he?
Oh, however, he is a man of peace.
All right.
Who can operate a surface-to-air missile battery at a professional level.
Yeah.
All right. And I need an insanity card for my loss of thing.
Whee! Let's see. Are you in your room while this
happened? No, I was out and about.
Right. So did anybody...
Officer Ullman runs screaming into the night.
All right. I guess you guys...
Roosters!
Were you guys done with Sam and Max?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we've been off school for it.
Okay, and people, has anybody summoned Yogg-Sothoth or turned into a manticore or terrorized the town? But anybody succeed any of that?
Damn, I knew there's something I've put up my list.
Yes, but...
Yogg-Sothoth will get right to the bottom of things, let me tell you. He's a smart character.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I think we all succeeded in what we were doing.
Okay.
We get some sleep and regain all that magic points and stuff.
Is anybody trying to collect any information, or it's just skill whoring and I can cut to
the... No, it's just skill
whoring. It's just skill whoring.
All right, so... There you go. You guys can wake up after whenever your 8 hours sleep.
Yay!
And, what do you do?
What don't we do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. You guys go down. Let's see. It's not great, but, it's filling. It's standard, you know, like eggs, a bit of sausage, some mashed, and toast.
Eggs. Mm-hmm. Chickens, roosters, damn it.
Right.
Why does he taunt me so?
They Sam and Max look at you funny, but you're a customer, so they say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Sam, Max, who would we talk to around the town about finding out more about people that you mentioned last night? The bad boy, Mini, etc., etc.
Well, let me think there. I guess you could talk to Dave. Yeah, he is still owns the diner. He might know more about Mini. The kid, I have no idea what happened to him. I don't see him around town. He's probably still local. I know his dad lived I know he lived maybe an hour away somewhere. I guess you could just ask around in general, or, you know, it seems like a kind of kid. I'm sure he's had some kind of stupid, you know, stupid arrest for stupid kid things. You know the type.
Huh, alright. Yeah, well, take a look around.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so where do you go first?
This may sound like a bit of an odd question, but do you know if anyone's been in the military around here?
Anybody did what?
The military. Did they do military service?
No, I mean, there are a couple of guys here and there who have been military. We don't know exactly. Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, John spent, he joined the, like, he was in the Navy for 3 years after college, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I know Dave was definitely, he was a Marine for a good long while. You'll know when you see him, you'll know.
Oh,
Dave's that kind of guy. Yeah, he's a, I think he retired major. He's a Marine for like 16 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. Mm. Tough guy. They nod. What?
Well, are you? Thank you.
And everybody can have a card for various things.
Mm. I'll let Richard deal them out.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How?
I discard my slap and my zero other cards I have.
Nice. Way to dodge the bullet on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm so glad I had zero cards when I was dealt a card.
Yes. Happy days.
Is gambling addiction basically a pay immediately or something?
No. It's the, you can...
Get more money. That's the best way to get money there.
I'll just say that must go to a place that offers gambling.
In order to play it, yeah.
Alright, I just wasn't sure. Yeah, it wasn't sort of clear in the wording.
Well, we could make Alex go to a place that offers gambling right the fuck now and see how he does.
It sounds like the player must go and do this straight away.
It says player of this card. So, plays it.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Anyway.
There is no gambling establishments here in upstate New York.
I'm sure we can build one.
Because there are no river boats here. He said, gesturing where there were no rivers.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to gamble, you can figure something out right now, I suppose. But it's up to you.
Hey. I don't think so.
You're not a problem.
Jameis, do you want the victory so I'm not holding both the victory and full master plan?
I was thinking it, but I want both the benefit and the rerolls.
Nah, I need it against roosters.
Oh, I don't know. Thank you. Mm. Okay.
Woohoo!
Where to now?
Let us go to the diner to find out more about...
Oh, we're going to the diner or we're going to the coroner's?
Coroner.
We should find out, except we don't. Right.
I like to examine the good corpse
in
before.
The sound of it, I'm kissing the action of all the bullets.
Yes, there were multiple calibers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Let us head out there.
Let's talk about that in the car. Thank you, John. Yes.
Oh yeah, Sam and Max are busily cataloging this information to spread to everybody.
Yep.
Yes, of course they are.
Yeah, they have,
there was the mysterious sign on him as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, let's continue this conversation in the car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. See how far it spreads and who believes what was said.
Everybody. Okay,
where do you go?
Coroner.
To the car, to the coroner's.
Well, all right. If we don't know where the coroner is, we'll find the police station. Or the hospital and ask them.
No, not a problem. You, go ahead. You go to the coroner's office. The local coroner is also the local doctor. Yeah. He has a steel table in the basement, Dr. Harley. He's up. He motions guys in. I got a couple of fans on him. Kinda need to thaw him out a bit. I'm thinking that I won't be able to start till the end of today.
Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him?
Well, he...
Thawed out?
That I can't tell you. We're thawing him out right now.
Why do you need to thaw him out?
He was left outside in there. Do you have an idea on the TOD or anything?
That will be hard since he was frozen solid, but on the other hand, once we get the bullets out, that should not be a problem.
You haven't got any bullets at all out yet.
I can give it a shot right now.
I'd rather wait till the body's thawed out enough for you to work comfortably, Doctor.
Alright.
Otherwise it may upset the rifling on the bullets.
You know more about that than me.
Do people normally freeze out here?
It is January. I was saying it's like -3 Celsius, mid-20s Fahrenheit.
Awesome cold. And that's during daytime that we got that. Nighttime probably goes, well, under freezing. He was frozen to the ground when we got him.
Yeah, this is the week after New Year, so, yeah, cold.
I'm just glad that it didn't snow and cover the body.
Who found the body anyway?
Two people who, well, no, the deputy found the body. The two people found his tractor turned over and called in the police.
I'd like to talk to them because I find it very unlikely. If I saw a tractor turned over, I wouldn't go, hey, I should go tell the cops. No, I'd go check it out. See if anybody's hurt, because a lot of times, this kind of tractors, I'm imagining the typical farmer, big, skinny tractor that falls over easy.
Yeah. Alright. Everybody can take a card for...
And Logan will, I can just see it driving along and it's set up and nobody's on through, just pulled over.
Well, because the reason is that those do fall over a fairly decent amount and people can get trapped under them. So you're not going to go, ooh, a tractor. Let's go tell the cops. Now you're going to go run over and see if there's some motherfucker screaming trapped under it.
There's an equalization.
There's a slap, too. Couple of favors. Maybe a couple of sweets.
Yeah, the only thing I remember is a couple of favors.
Sound like cows.
Alright, so no report, and you say later on today, probably.
He's carrying the body. He's got, like, two big fans on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys took everything out of pockets.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have his clothes in this bag.
Yep. Oh, you got his clothes off? Sure, we'll take those. I'll give his stuff processed, sure. Thanks.
Process where, Timmy?
By process, I mean pull out and look at really closely with magnifying glasses and then bag it as evidence, sir.
Right.
Me too. Is there any more specific questions for Doc Harley?
No, I'm good.
Isn't he the one who bought or sold the lands to John?
Holy shit, I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, take a card. Yeah, oh yeah, well, you know, I had, my brother Will, he passed on. Doc Harley's in his 60s. My brother Will, he passed on, 3 years ago or so. Heart attack. He just didn't, didn't smoke, didn't take care of himself, but he was my brother, and he didn't have any kids, so he left me. He had a plot of land around here. He was too old to work it, but I guess he held on to it just for nostalgia. Anyhow, John, liked the guy. Seemed like he had a good head on his shoulders. He wanted to start a family. I didn't need that. I didn't need the land. And I get a good pension, and I just practice here just to, just to stay in touch with people, keep myself busy. So I sold it to him.
Would you know anybody who'd want to cause the deceased harm? More than he's
already. No way.
No? That's what I thought.
I mean.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Sure. You're welcome.
You guys want to stick around for anything, or should we leave the doctor to get on with doctoring? I quietly heard everybody out.
Yeah.
I just heard everybody out after the long silence.
Gotcha. So you are, I guess I'll just, we'll say you're back in the car, and...
One thing I know about these little towns, I say, closing the door, locking it, buckling up, they're fucking intrigue, hot spots, gossip, motives, everybody hates each other.
Yes. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. That's why people come out here to raise their kids, so they can learn how to hate.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. So, right. do we want to go somewhere where we can get a nice table, like police station, to at least look through the clothing, the wallet and stuff? He may have a note in here that Harold killed me or something. Helpful, maybe. You like?
Yeah, I can't see any reason not to. While we're there, we can see if the two people are still being held there with them released.
Or at least we can get their names and addresses. I was thinking that's the next logical step. Because
they'll be at work at this time, as they were farmhands.
We can go out to their work and talk to them. We'll find out how to get there.
Yes, yes, whatever.
I mean, you got some privacy when you talk to farmhands.
Move the body from the ground? Or
Oh, yeah.
We were there when it happened, yes.
I pried it up with Alex.
The bullets shot onto just one side or all over them?
One side, as near as I know.
Yeah, it was one side. He was shot from the front. You could tell that from your evidence analysis is really good.
Oh, by the way, the theory I was giving out earlier, after we get done with looking at the evidence, because we don't have any processing, like you said, talking to the witnesses, I want to go out and find out, because you can't do that kind of shooting with anything except rifles, because there was no misses, pretty much. Everything hit or whizzed off completely.
Well, we don't know that everything hit.
Well, okay, let me rephrase it.
Not the tractor, right. But if you're aiming high, I wouldn't necessarily expect anything to hit the tractor. We can go back out and take another look.
Well, I'm wanting to find out where they shot from. Because there'll still be some GSR, because you get 6-8 guys with rifles, because you've got to have somewhere to rest the rifles. You don't stand up and shoot if you got a choice.
Right. And just to clear something up, yeah, both Alex and Timmy looked at the tractor pretty carefully.
Oh, yeah.
The tractor had no damage on it.
Right. I'm not worried about the tractor. I just want to find out where did they shoot from.
Okay.
Was he on the tractor at the time?
It appeared to be so, and he did exsanguinate there, because I had originally thought body drop, because now I'm thinking he was basically ambushed, like, I'm on my tractor, do, and a bunch of evil hicks from a ways off, because if you saw a bunch of guys coming, you'd turn your happy ass around and get shot in the back, or get off tractor and run.
Not on a tractor, you wouldn't. Do you know how slow those things are and how difficult a turning circle they have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then.
You'd still try if you saw, like, 20 guys or 15 guys or even 5 guys walking toward you with weapons. And we didn't see any tracks close to the body at all. And even though...
If you knew they were going to attack you. This is a farmland and thus a workable area. So I wouldn't be surprised if people did wander around with rifles, shotguns, etc.
Oh, yeah. Well, that part wouldn't freak me out, but we saw no tracks near the body. Hence, they had to be long-barreled weapons. Hence, they had somewhere they fired from. I'd like to find that. We may find some shell casings.
I'm thinking they might have been in a tree.
Could be in the trees.
I don't know what the area was like, but I'm thinking... Well, if they didn't... If they kind of been on the ground, because trying to shoot over a tractor and hit the guy from lying on the ground is going to be next to impossible. Need some height.
If they were in the tree? Well.
No, I'm saying if they were on the ground, they would have had a near impossible shot to not hit the tractor at all if you hit the guy in the front, because he's got the tractor in the way.
Could be.
So the height on the matter, then.
Yeah,
we should be able to get some sort of directionality from looking at the clothes and seeing if, were there any through and throughs, or were they just.
They're probably all through and throughs, I guess.
There were exit wounds, yeah.
Yep.
We should go back and get the bullets then from the ground. If we know the approximate area of where he was shot, which we do from where he fell, then we should be able to determine
from the clothes, if we can match up entrance and exit wound, we can tell the angle of trajectory of it. There might be too hard to tell.
Finding the bullets that were through and throughs would be next to impossible. They could have gone for another mile before landing.
Well, let's have a look at the clothes. We'll have a look at the clothes first since we're here, and then go and sort out the field.
Yeah, I mean, if they're really high shooting down, they would have hit the back of the tractor or the wheels or something. So I figure they ought to be almost horizontal.
Yeah, I mean, they could have just been standing there. Hey, how you doing? I'm your wife.
Did we lose Alex?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
You'd think so, but he's still there. He just doesn't talk until he comes up with, like, his brilliant question thing. He's the fucking Silent Bob of the group.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we want to have a look at the clothing before we get too far distracted with one another.
Okay.
We go to a police station, ask for a empty workroom, and then look at his clothes. If nothing else, that may also tell us angle of shots. We'll use the lasers and hold up clothes and,
you know. You may not be able to precisely line things up, and over the distance, you may not end up with much of a drop through the body. So
right. If there wasn't much of a drop, we're not going to find the bullets. I mean, we'd be out with metal detectors for a couple of days and maybe not find the bullets.
Damn, we don't have interns that we can call either.
Yes, we do.
We're going to have them
shipped out here en masse in a crate.
I do like the crate idea.
Sit them out there with the metal detectors. Watch them nick the metal detectors, run off.
Abel?
Yes?
The ditch between the road and the field, does the road kind of be raised? Does it kind of raise up? You know, in between the road and the field? Because it's in the ditch, right?
Well, that's where a tractor ended up after it wandered off.
I mean, it goes from the field, it goes into a ditch, and then kind of goes up to the road. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, not exactly. You mean, is the road higher than the field?
Yes. Yes.
Right. No, not real. No, it is.
Okay. Because if it was higher, then that would be some place they could be in a kind of raised position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm thinking if they did get in trees or other things like that, chances of finding casings, better. You tend to not bother picking them up if... Oh, I rolled D12s too to just make sure I keep in there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Okay. So what are you...
They play with the clothes.
I talked about, what are you doing first?
Play with the clothes, look at the wall, and all that shit. Personal possessions
in front of us. Not a problem. You get to the police station. Deputy Lars, happy to help you. It's kind of exciting. Yeah, so I heard there was some sort of, you found some sort of satanic symbol on the body.
I raised my eyebrows and looked at him. Really?
Yeah, I was wondering what that was about.
Me too.
Yes. So would we if we found one.
So you have.
But obviously, as a officer of the law, you wouldn't be discussing this sort of thing with anybody.
Yeah. You didn't tell them about the missing toes, did you? You didn't mention that to anybody, did you?
No.
Be sure you don't. Keep it under your hat. And we say, we need to borrow a conference room, please.
Mm-hmm. Sure. He finds you a work room.
By the way, I do have good fast talk if he's rolling opposed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that not empathy versus acting?
I've got some acting.
Right. Yeah, he seems to believe you. Mm-hmm. You didn't do that well. So.
Okay. Yeah, we're just gonna borrow a room and do all of our forensic shit as much as we're able to with our cut down stuff. Look in his wallet, see if there's a note, you know, Jebediah did this to me, kill him quick.
Mm-hmm. Right, no problem. You go through his effects. You find the keys, normal keys, normal stuff in wallet, you know, picture of the missus, nothing that stands out.
I'm guessing there's a big chain connecting the wallet to him. Does Hicks always have big chains connecting them?
No, actually. He's
a farmer,
not to do that. No. Yeah,
a lot of farmers are Hicks.
The rule, the corollary to I have a chain on my wallet to keep people from picking my pocket is nobody who has a chain on their wallet has any money in it ever.
Right.
Has been my experience.
It's true.
So, yeah, you go through the clothing.
Mark's laughing because he has a chain on his wallet right
now. Sure, just give me forensics and evidence analysis rolls.
Yay.
You're putting stuff together.
Boom. Ooh.
Okay.
Brit, why, for evidence analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So you go over the clothes, you lay stuff, you know, takes me a half an hour or so, you lay stuff out, think about the crime scene. Yeah, you're thinking from looking at his shirt and some wounds through his pants, you're thinking bullets had a slight upward trajectory.
Oh. Pants? Freaking hell, what is this, the tractor of... Into vagueness and determinacy or something that you can't shoot it?
Well,
quantum states.
I'm not really sure how he got bullet holes in his pants while he's sitting on a tractor. Unfortunately, I only know one way to figure it out.
So you want a tractor and shoot you?
Well, no, I was going to say, how big are the clothes? I'm going to hold them up in front of Alex to see if I can judge size comparison.
Okay.
Are the clothes bigger, smaller, same?
Well, what's your size, Alex?
11.
11?
Nice.
Yeah, you're a little smaller than the victim.
Perfect. All right, yeah, go ahead and put on this dead guy's bloody clothes real quick. And we're going to get some lasers and stuff, and we're going to make you into a mannequin because we don't have proper tools here, so we can't use ballistic gel.
I don't know if we have lasers either. We have string.
The string will work.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not going to get them in the kit, but yeah.
We don't have the proper car with us. We flew out here by helicopter.
String's a good idea, though. We'll use string. So we're going to make him sit in a chair on top of a desk with the dead guy's clothes on and strings coming out of him tied to, like, the ceiling and shit and, like, the bullet patterns and everything.
Okay.
Because that looks fucking cool.
No problem. So, yeah, you can all take a card for this ghoulish exercise.
Well, it may actually be helpful is why I'm thinking we can get away with it.
No problem. Yeah, with your rolls, looking at it, it looks like you probably shot from somewhere's ear, off to the side in front of him, and he was a bit higher up than the shooters.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take careful measurements so that when we go out there and figure shit out and stuff, then we can have a good idea of where they were shooting from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Well, behold, mannequin boy. Take a picture.
Do you need a ballistics roll at some point?
Yeah, I got ballistics too.
I think we've all, well.
I got ballistics too.
Once you get the bullets?
No, mannequin boy. Ballistics is also figuring out shooting angles, shit like that. Who had the check in essence? You rotten bastard.
Seamus traded me his extremely limited slick car plates for it.
Wow.
Timmy wants another. He wants boots of fast walking or some shit, whatever the hell magic item he's working on. Go ahead and make your ballistics rolls.
Oh, I'm very tempted to use
Are we supporting plan. Each other, or are we just doing them individually?
I'll support. Who would like my support? I'm pretty decent at it. It's a hobby.
I am a hobbyist at it, but if you want my
then
support.
Then support me, you
right.
Horrible, horrible pig.
Okay.
Okay, I shall
-5.
Still 10, and fail to support. But I shall
give you support. -10.
I shall give you support of +5, so just need
-5.
To
get my
support.
Does Alex want to support too? Is, you know, because he is the marionette boy.
Ballistics isn't my field.
Okay.
You sit there wearing the clothing of Dead Man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 9.
Yeah. This might be a nice.
He'll go through psychological counseling later for it. It'll be okay.
Oh, yeah, yes. That with that role, yeah, I mean, you're sure, remember the crime scene? You're thinking, there was a, like around the field, there's some woods, probably, somebody was fired maybe 40, 50 feet away. There you go. You go back to the crime scene, you could definitely figure out exactly where the shooters were.
So we got angles and stuff?
We got what?
Angles?
Oh yeah, I mean, that would, after this is what your work, evidence analysis, ballistics, yeah, you pretty much have figured out the actual, the scene of, the, at the moment of the shooting. So yeah, if you go back to the crime scene, or, draw pictures or whatever, you could definitely diagram exactly where everybody was.
No problem, we'll get a lot of pictures and shit, you know, usual. All the usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then well, we'll
let's go, do we want to go do that now?
Why don't we get the address and stuff from the deputies?
Yeah,
the
so that witnesses. We can do that while we're out there.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all patting each other on the back, and I stop and go, wait a minute, let's get Alex, too. Yeah, come on down out of there. We take it off the strings and shit.
Right.
Yeah, so I take off the dead man's clothes first.
Can I take a card for remembering not to walk through the police station wearing. And by the way, Doc Harley had to cut, like, along the side of the jeans to get them off the body, so, yeah.
Awesome.
It's also kind of, aside from being ghoulish and uncomfortable, it's also kind of hard to walk around in the thing.
Hmm.
So you change clothes, you go back downstairs. Which, what are we asking for from the deputy?
The witnesses' addresses. Also, I'd like to see the witnesses' statements, if we could.
Absolutely.
Get photocopies of them so we can read them in root type thing.
Right. The two witnesses, their names are Duke Randlett and Eldo Hunter.
Really?
So I'll type in there for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, the names of the people are now immediately suspect number one and two.
What's suspicious about those names?
I don't know. I'll ask them if we're in back country or not. If they say yes, we know.
Back country?
Mm-hmm.
No, well, I mean, it's kind of cold for bats.
Really?
Their statements are,
we're reading them in the car, same probably. And
perfunctory. You get their addresses. They gave their addresses signed, well, said they were driving into town to get something to eat. They saw the tractor in the ditch, by the side of the road. They thought, you know, there might be some kind of wrongdoing of some kind. So they just called the deputy.
So they say they didn't stop.
They did stop. So they thought it was suspicious.
And they didn't see the large, obvious corpse laying in literally a spread eagle fashion. They just said, look at that tractor. Let's go tell the deputy. I
don't believe it was large and obvious. We didn't see it.
We didn't?
From where we were. No.
No, you didn't. The body, if you remember, the body was a couple hundred feet away, lying down.
Got
in
it.
The field.
Okay.
I have questions for the deputy. Is it, given that you know where they work and you know the area, is them saying they're coming into town for lunch possible? Plausible?
I guess. Where they work, you tell Dio. You can take a card for asking that. Yeah, they work out at the Amberson place, which is like an hour away. So, I mean, they certainly have seen him in town. You know, these guys are kind of, they're farmhands. They're not really, you know, the kind that, they're never in any big trouble. But they just, you know, get rowdy every once in a while. You know, they're like, Heckle and Jekyll, those guys. It would be kind of out of their way unless they were visiting somebody or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, where are they today?
Amberson place.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably be working. It is a weekend.
At the Amberson place again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Amberson's place, you know, during the winter, can't do that much, but he's, whatchamacallit.
They're farmers fucking always working and shit, and there's more free time.
Well, Amberson's kind of a special guy. He did some kind of, I think he went to some big, important school in Texas.
Texas.
And he's, he has some kind of experimental, thing going on out there. He's done really, really well for himself. I mean, he's, I guess he got in on that, organic farming for some folks who, you know, apparently in big cities, they pay a lot more for organic.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He says the inorganic ones that we normally have. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know about farming. I don't know. I don't know what I mean. I just buy whatever's at the market, so.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Mm-hmm. You're making good memory rolls on this deputy. You may want to hire him.
Yeah, can you point us towards the Amberson place on a map so that we can find it ourselves?
Oh, yeah, he shows it to you. It's a big spread. You can't miss it.
All right, okay.
Yes, we can.
I was going to say, you watch us.
But he points to where it is on the map.
All right.
Ah, map of the town. Right, yes, yeah. No. Okay, here we go.
Good on you.
You know, it's there's a couple of guys in town that, it's a long drive. There are a couple of guys in town who work there. Apparently pays pretty well.
Presumably they're working there now.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, there this week, though. See plots of land that John has vis-a-vis this whole place.
I see what you're looking at there, right. Officer Moa. That's mind-bogglingly clever.
That's a good thought. Nice. Yeah, you can take a card for that. I'll give you a card for that right now.
I smile, nod, and waggle my eyebrows.
I mean, John Nungesser, your victim, his two plots are fairly close to town, so it'd be, there's quite a distance between him and the Amberson place.
Or his adjoining the Amberson place, though?
They're away. The two plots that John owned, your victim, are ways away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who owns these plots in between them?
Various farmers. Got it. Looking on the map, there's lots of different. There's a